2015. We'll call a meeting to order, and before we do that, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate so they do not disturb the meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Shagnon?
Here.
Mr. Brennan?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. McDowell?
Here.
Ms. Medley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
I think this is the first time I've seen us all here.
Not for long.
Do I hear a motion for the approval of the May 6, 2015 meeting minutes?
Motion to accept.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So moved. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications? If not, could we please swear in the staff? Anyone who's going to be speaking this morning, please stand and be sworn in.
Please raise your right hand and...
Are you going to be speaking?
Yes.
Okay. Everyone, yes. I'm sorry. Do you swear and affirm that the testimony you will be providing today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
You may sit.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at the screen, you'll see all the cases that have been withdrawn and three cases at the bottom that will be continued. The top section of withdrawn cases will not be heard today, and we'll have to check back with the city to find out what the continued date will be on those other ones. Our first case this morning is going to be AI 18. Case number 201503, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Benjamin J. Faircloth, 3 Federal Lane. Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Good morning. Code Enforcement Officer Sigala for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering the evidence the city's composite, one proving proper service along with numerous photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 8th of January 2010, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected. The case was closed. On the 17th day of March 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected. The case was closed. On the 10th of June 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected. The case was closed. On the 16th of October 2014, the warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected. The case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 24th of March 2015, giving one day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before a code board on the 2nd of June 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on the property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a no fine standing order B for recurring violation in compliance, an administrative cost of $53.50. For the record, the respondent is present.
And Mr. Benjamin J. Faircloth, could you come forward, please? And what do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
Mr. Chairman.
First of all, I honestly didn't realize that something like this would come to this. Personally, I work law enforcement. I do 12-hour shifts. I leave the house at like 6 o'clock, don't get home till 8:30 at night. We've been working 120 hours some pay periods, and I honestly have been putting it on the back burner whenever it gets bad. I get a notice. I try to comply with it. I never realized that as long as I didn't realize it would become a reoccurring thing, that it, if it was corrected, I thought that it would be resolved. I apologize. I take full responsibility because I am aware that it has been a problem several times. I do have one question. I was watching the pictures as we were going through, and the 610 one did not look like my house. Yeah, that one there. That is not my house. That is across the street from me. So I'm not sure if that one was placed in with a cause for five or not. That is not my house.
The rest on Mar, right?
Yes, yes, the rest on Mar.
Instead of five times, it's four times, correct?
Okay, and you're with the Flagler County Sheriff's Department? You said law enforcement?
No, Volusia County Corrections. Daytona Beach.
All right. Are there any questions from the board members?
As well as that, I'm a full-time student as well. That's why I really have been putting that kind of on the back burner. And again, I apologize. I'm not trying to make an excuse because I do understand.
Right. You understand, sir, that the city is requesting a no-fine order.
Yes.
But there is administrative costs.
Yes.
Involved. Okay.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, so ordered. All right, sir. There'll be an administrative fee in the amount of $5,250. You'll be getting
$5,350.
You'll be getting notice from the city, and please try to keep your grass in line.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
The question about the one, is that still being counted against me? Or
no. That has been reduced to four. That's
okay.
Recurring four times instead of five times.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Our second case is AI 17. Case number 20150303938, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Teresa Ann Oliver, 96 Farnsworth Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
The Code Enforcement Officer Segala for City of Palm Coast. The respondent is present. I am entering the evidence in the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the fourth day of December 2012, a warning notice was written upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 13th day of February 2013, a warning notice was written upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 7th day of August 2013, a warning notice was written upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 10th of January 2015, a warning notice was written upon reinspection. The violation was correct and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 16th of March 2015, giving one day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the second day of June 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on the property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. A no fine standing order B for a recurring violation in compliance and administrative cost of $53.50.
Is Teresa Ann Oliver here? Come forward, please. And what do you have to say about this, ma'am?
I'm sorry, and I'll just pay the fine. It's my son's trailer, so he comes home at random times during the day. It won't happen anymore.
All right. You understand that the city is looking at a no-fine order? Okay. And this is six times this has happened?
Five.
And it won't happen again?
No.
Do I hear a motion from the board? Is there any questions from the board members? Do I hear a motion from the board members?
I make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, So ordered. All right, ma'am, there's an administrative fee in the amount of $5,350. The city will be sending you notice in the mail.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 33. Case number 201503-1448. City of Palm Coast versus Alfred E. Fong and Kathleen R. Johnson, 60 Brushwood Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present. I'm Code Officer Louis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city composite one proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions, the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 13th day of January 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was written on the 30th day of March 2015, given one day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance on May 17th, 2015. Recheck of the property was conducted for code board and the violation has been corrected. It's the second notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Is Alfred E. Fong or Kathleen Johnson here?
Present.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
I also work a lot. I'm not making up excuses. I have nowhere else to park my truck. I have since purchased a cover for it and been covering it up when I get home.
Yeah, there it is.
Good.
Yeah.
There's the cover.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. All right, sir, the board has accepted the city's recommendation of a no-fine order, but there is administrative costs in the amount of $5,350, and please continue to keep your truck covered.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, there's a person that just walked in. Can I swear her? Ma'am, can you stand and hold your... Will you be testifying today?
Yes.
Okay. Hold your right hand. And do you swear and affirm that the testimony you'll be giving today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? You may sit. Thank you.
All right. Our next case this morning is AI 30.
I know.
Case number 201503-0602. It's a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Ada Colon and Benito Garcia, 27 Londonderry Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present. I'm Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photographs. This is a recurring violation. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case were as follows. On the 31st day of May 2013, a new order notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. On the second day of December 2013, a new order notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 8th day of July 2013, a new order notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current warning notice was on the 11th day of March 2015, giving 3 days to comply. Proper noticing procedure followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the second day of June 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon the testimony of evidence submitted in the case, it is requested that the board impose the filing and no fine, standing order B, and administrative cost of $5,350.
Ms. Cologne, could you come forward, please? And what do you have to say in reference to this, ma'am?
I know that I'm sorry, but I'm not a co-person.
Okay. The city is...
I don't expect this. I know that I've been, you know, I don't cut the grass, you know, I'm having problems. I was having health problems in February. I'm by myself. My son is in and out, you know. I'm trying to take care of the house. I work a lot, 6 days a week. Anyway, but I know. I just couldn't do it because my health wasn't good. But finally, I had the operation in February. Now, if I don't have the money to pay, I was going to cut the grass, you know, myself, that I did, you know, 2 weeks ago, going to be. But before, I couldn't do it. I had so much pain, you know.
Okay. The city is recommending a no fine order. Are there any questions from the board? If there's no questions from the board members, I'll accept the motion.
Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. All right.
I'm sorry, but...
You have been found in violation, ma'am, but it's a no-fine order. And there is an administrative fee in the amount of $5,350. The city will be sending you documents in the mail to cover that for you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, let's go back to AI-1, since there's nobody else here this morning. Case number 2015-020079. Oops, sorry, that's continued.
AI-3.
AI-3. Case number 2015-031173. Recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus
Good luck.
Nadazia and Anatoly Supankova, 3 Kathleen Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Cole offers a facero for the City of Palm Coast. These photos depict the conditions on the date and times it indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 10th day of May 2013, the notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 18th day of November 2013, the notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 12th day of February 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 23rd day of January 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 19th day of March 2015, giving 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the second day of June 2015, and a violation has been corrected. This is the 7th notice given for the same violation on a property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following no fine standing order B for reoccurring violation and compliance, an administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is this a rental house? Because it seems like the vehicles change.
No.
So it's the same order.
This is the 7th time?
7th.
Yes. And you're issuing for a no fine standing?
Yes, they're in compliance now.
What was the answer?
What it says did you just they're say? In compliance.
Okay. Every time?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next case is AI-7, case number 2015 031582, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Adrian Forte Myers, 31 Blair Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Code Enforcement Officer Segala for the City of Palm Coast. The respondent is not present. I am entering the evidence City's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photographs. These photos depict the conditions on a date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 23rd day of June 2012, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. On the first day of May 2013, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 14th day of June 2013, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 28th day of May 2014, a warning notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 25th of March 2015, giving 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st of May 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. No fine, standing order B for recurring violation in compliance and administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Well, we just had somebody come in. Will you be testifying today, either one of you?
Yes, we find out what's going on.
Okay.
Kind of the same scenario here.
All right. Can you be sworn in, please? Raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand. And do you swear and affirm that the 46. Testimony you'll be giving today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? All right, you can sit.
Excuse me, should we find out what address there is?
Our next case is AI 46.
Should we find out what address they're here for?
What?
These people here, what address are they here for?
I'm going to read now. It's case number 20150304, a recurring case of City of Palm Coast versus Rebecca J. and Walter W. Self, 4 Princeton Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 30th day of May 2012, a courtesy notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 9th day of November 2012, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 30th day of May 2013, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of June 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 16th day of March 2015, giving 3 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 20th day of March, and a violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. A no fine standing order B, recurring and administrative costs of $53.50.
Mr. Self?
Yes.
Could you come forward, please? And what do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
I just need to find out. I don't know what the criteria is here because my problem I have is, even right now, if I go right around the corner from my house and there's only two ways into my property, both ways, every time I've gone by and looked, there's been yards that are significantly worse than mine, but no notice, no fine whatsoever. So I need to find out What provokes a fine here that doesn't provoke a fine on the houses that you have to pass that look just as bad as mine that get no notice at all?
Okay.
So I don't feel like there, I don't know, doesn't seem like there, whatever being applied is being applied evenly across the board. And I cut my grass. I don't always cut it on time. I do cut it. I don't let it get wildly overgrown. I try to take care of it as best we can, but the problem, like I said, my biggest issue is the last time this ticket was written, I went right around the corner, and there was a house that was just as bad as mine that had nothing. So it doesn't seem right.
Okay. What you might want to do is touch bases with code enforcement after this meeting and find out what causes a review of your property, you might say, by a code enforcement officer.
Sure.
And what takes place.
And I've actually called Romeo before. And he said, basically, they get a complaint filed, and they go out and look at it, and that's the practice. I've got a neighbor who complains about everything I do. So
you got one of those, too?
I do. The one on the other side is great. I would do anything for her, but the one to my, looking at my house, the one to my left, every little thing she comes out and complains about. And I don't know if I'm just a victim of a person who likes to complain about every little thing I do. She's asked me, she wants me to clear my whole backyard. And right now I'm not paying for that. I can't afford to pay for that. Eventually I'm going to, but I can't do it right now. She's asked me to do that, and I haven't been able to do it, so I don't know if that's part of it. But, again, that's I think that's the biggest cause of my issue here is I've got a neighbor who's not happy with what my yard is doing to hers, so she complains about everything.
Bill, could you bring those pictures back up again? I have one question. I saw something there. I don't know what it was. But
excuse me.
I see our screen has Parkinson's this morning.
Where's our tech?
It needs coffee.
I saw it looked like a trailer or something off to the side of the property. Was that?
I don't have any trailers.
Was that just a ledge that was there or something? All right. Are there any questions from the board members in reference to this? Okay. The city is recommending a no fine order. Okay. There are administrative costs, but they're recommending a no fine order. This will all be improved when we have the new city hall.
Come October, November.
Wow.
Where's our techie today? Where's the guy with the broom?
Where's the broom?
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, no, that's a great picture now.
All right. Are there any questions from the board members?
If no, not, I just want to make sure you understand how your house was the code enforcement agent tagged it. Do you understand?
Thank you, guys.
The reason behind it because it was a specific complaint.
I understand the reason, and I understand. I mean, I haven't actually gone and looked at what the requirement is as far as the maintaining of the lawn. I haven't looked at that. But like I said, when I've spoken with Romeo, that's been what he said. If we get a complaint, we have to go out and respond to it.
And you know you have the right to, you know, if there's neighbors of yours that aren't doing that same thing, you can most certainly call the code enforcement board and put a complaint in.
And I understand that. I'm not that kind of person. If it gets terrible, I'll do it. All right. I don't view my yard as having gotten terrible.
Okay, well, it's unfortunate you have a neighbor that...
I kind of figured that's most of this. There's nothing I can do about that. We try and stay on top of it as good as we can, but we both work pretty much 8 to... I work in a... I don't know how to explain it, but I get a lot of overtime.
Yeah.
We have to respond to emergency situations, so...
Maybe your neighbor would be kind enough to pay the $53.50 for it.
Yeah. I guess, no.
If there be no further questions... I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. You'll be getting notice in the mail, sir, that administrative cost is the amount of $53.50.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank And we'll go to AI 16.
What number?
47.
AI what?
47.
47.
Well, our next case will be AI 47, as soon as we have them sworn in.
47. I thought you just said.
Our case number 20150090, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Carl W. Landry III, 87 Princeton Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
Sir, can you please stand and raise your right hand? Raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm that the testimony you will be giving today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You may sit. Thank you.
47.
Yeah, need the broom man again. There it goes. Zoom. It's in hyperdrive.
That'll make you sick.
Yeah. That'll. Whoa.
That's better. Okay, our next case is case number 20150300090.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with numerous photos, if they come up. These photos depicting a distance on the date and time as indicated, the facts of the case are as follows. On the 29th day of December 2010, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 29th day of December 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 6th day of February 2015, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 2nd day of March 2015, giving 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on March 5th, March 6th, March 18th, March 19th, April 16th, and the vehicle was still parked on a lawn. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 30th day of April 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a no fine standing order B, recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Mr. Carl Landry?
Yes.
Come forward, please.
If it pleases the code enforcement board, I do have pictures from the case, if you guys want to look at those instead of waiting for them to try and come up.
Well, you have to go to the attorney first.
If we have the capability.
If that's okay, I'll enter it. I mean, I guess enter the evidence, so to speak, or whatever, right?
Yep.
That's from a public records request on my case. So, I mean, that's the same pictures that you guys would be seeing here today. I'll give you guys a minute to look over that.
Just stand by a minute. We'll get it working. We always do. There we go.
No.
Well, at least the yard's cut. Could be worse, right?
Same thing.
Here it goes again.
All right.
There it goes.
I see several vehicles parked on a...
You guys are making this worse on me here, okay?
All right, Mr. Laundrie, what do you have to say?
First of all, real quick, if I may approach the attorney again. You're the city attorney, correct?
Yes.
Basically, if you look on this code case detail report, which when I did a request of the information on the case in violation against me, this is what I got from the city. I got those two pictures and these two pieces of paper. And if you look on there, as the gentleman said, I was notified properly, but I was also notified by regular mail. If you read right underneath the visit section right here, and I'll go ahead and show that to you. And I'll give the board 1 second to look that over, if that's okay with the attorney. Section, sir, where it says that notice was mailed to me. If I may, it'd make it quicker if I can approach and.
Yeah, please. I'll just mark it so everybody, if you don't mind, I'll just.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
Right,
U.S. mailed, right?
And I'm assuming that means regular, you know, first class mail. Did you receive that?
No, sir. Regular mail?
No, sir. I did not receive that regular mail. As a matter of fact, I had to go to the city offices and request that. Basically, you know, if I'm going to come before the board, I'm going to have a listing of everything that was in my case file.
But this goes back to 2010. So have you been notified by mail in any of those cases?
In 2010? I believe the case in 2010 refers to me cutting a tree down without a permit on my property. That's probably a list of different cases or instances where I've had interaction with the code enforcement.
This is vehicle improperly parked.
Correct.
All three violations are for vehicle improperly parked.
Correct. If it goes back to 2010, as I'm going to present after you get done looking at that, that I am a boat owner and I have had them come to my property and say, hey, you're in warning, you have to remove the boat from the driveway and such on, which I'm sure they document in their case activity.
Okay. But, so you're aware of these other cases?
I am aware of some of them, yes. Not all of them. I'm aware of the one I'm supposed to be here for today, I can tell you that.
Okay. Well, go ahead and present your case.
Okay. The reason why I'm in front of you guys, and thank you for your time and opportunity to come speak to you all. Basically, what's going on here is it's a simple misunderstanding is the way I feel it. And maybe I can help a part of the process along as well. For a gentleman like me, I work shift work and I'm gone 24 hours at a time and home for 48 hours. So getting something notified by regular mail doesn't always work, especially in our day and age when most of my mail or my bills, excuse me, not my mail, but my bills are done through email. I get a reminder in my email account and I pay my bills. So it's easy to see how the regular mail can go unnoticed for several days. That is my girlfriend's car. We're moving her into the house and we're getting her stuff in and out. So there's been periods of time where the car's been parked on the grass so that we can move stuff in and out throughout the day. My girlfriend, being from Deland, is unaware of the code enforcement in the city of Palm Coast. So with that being said, on days that I've been working overtime, 48 hours a clip or whatever, she's had the car parked there moving things in and out.
The good thing of this is we have three vehicles. Well, that vehicle you see there is going to be sold, and if anybody's interested, please, you can approach me with offers later. Like I said, it's a basic misunderstanding. When I finally received the mail, it wasn't posted on my garage door like most code enforcement things or notices are. It was sent to me by regular mail. So it's easy to miss where something from code enforcement came to place. By the time I found out about it and I saw it, I did correct the problem as noted in there. I also believe that every single one of those instances, as we discussed a few months ago, wasn't just from this vehicle improperly parked. When we say vehicle, you could be, I guess, a boat or in the driveway. It could be an instance where he served a notice on my door and said, hey, you know, the boat's improperly parked, get a movie, got 3 days or whatever. So it's moved. Nonetheless, this is not a reoccurring problem, and being termed as a reoccurring violator is, I kind of do take some offense to that, and no disrespect to the board. The reason for that is the city's code that was written on 44-34F is somewhat vague if you read through it. It says basically that you're not allowed to park anywhere in your yard on an approved lot besides the driveway, which I fully understand. We have to have codes and laws because we don't want people to wash machines and derelict vessels and vehicles in their yard. However, you have to take into account that people have to move, people have to buy new appliances, people have to have work done to their homes. So there may be a day or two where a car is parked in the grass. Well, that doesn't mean that everybody should get away with parking the vehicle in the grass for months at a time. I understand that for sure. With that being said, going forward, I'd like to see where maybe the code enforcement board can get greater leeway for people that are doing that. As you know, we went through the financial depression, there's a lot of people buying up homes at a premium and renovating them. Now, there is a clause in that set of ordinances that says if you're doing required work that is permitted by the city, that you're allowed to have vehicles, parked in different areas. However, not everybody's going to, do permanent work on their house. If they're replacing fixtures like a toilet or air conditioner, or they're moving furniture, and as I stated before. In addition to that, if you look on that sheet that I passed around to you guys, I noticed that it alleged me as the violator, which I'd kind of like to see the city change the terminology there. And underneath the 14th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, the first section allows you due process. In other words, I have to come to the board and present my case. With that being said, being alleged a violator, to me, is somewhat offensive as well. Maybe alleged violator or defendant would be a better word, because it makes it sound like I'm guilty of something without even coming to the board to present my case. And I'm not a legal person, I'm a simple fireman. But when I saw that, I was like, wow, that's kind of, I've been to court before and I've always been able to defend it. Anyways, in closing, looking up the state statutes in 162.12, it clearly states and defines how the code enforcement board is supposed to notify a citizen, which the City of Palm Coast Code Enforcement does a great job in doing that. However, in this instance, in my situation, I could see where maybe the process fell through the cracks. I'm assuming that the gentleman mailed the violation or the correction or the warning to my address instead of posting it on my garage door because maybe for some reason the garage door was open. Or maybe there was some other instance where that took place. I'm not a fan of someone putting a scarlet letter, so to speak, on my house, but it does serve the purpose a lot better than mailing it to my house. And I understand the city doesn't want to spend money on certified mail. Yeah, it certainly makes sense. That's a cost to the city that it is willing to incur. However, with that being said, all these things come together and they create kind of a void for people to fall through the cracks in this instance. I had my girlfriend's truck moved, or she actually moved it because she didn't understand the rules and regulations. She's a new citizen of Palm Coast, and she's moving things in slowly as we speak. So with that being said, we got notice by regular mail, which I might have got it 3 or 4 days after it got to my house, which means it was fixed to 10 days before the violation was corrected, as opposed to a timely manner. So I can understand when Mr. Romeo or whoever the code enforcement person that came by my house saw the violation there again and probably called it a reoccurring type thing. I'd like to ask the board to dismiss the case if possible, and we'll walk away from this learning something, the both of us learning something. If I can ask for the board's leniency, that'd be appreciated.
Thank you for your comments, sir. I think your presentation should be directed to the city council and not to this board.
Right.
We're only here to determine if you're in violation.
Right.
And I think this board all heard you very clearly when you said that the vehicle where it's parked, you knew, was in violation.
Oh, I did, yes. My girlfriend did not.
Well, you're the homeowner.
Oh, yes, sir. I agree with you. Yes, sir.
So we're here to determine if there's a violation. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. All right,
sir.
Thank you. Please bring your comments in front of the city council where they can take action on your comments, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 22, case number 2015-030162. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Jenzing Sang, 20 Rolling Sands Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1 proving proper service along with a copy of the original board order and several photographs. These photos that I took depict the condition on the date and times as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on November 5, 2014. The violation was corrected. The repeat warning notice was written on March 3, 2015, given the appropriate required time to comply as per Florida Statute 162.06, semicolons 3, and 162.09.1. The respondent was in repeat violation for 4 days, which were March the 3rd, April 6th, April 7th, and May the 12th. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board yesterday and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Complied repeat violation D, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 4 days for a total of $200 and administrative costs of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 26, case number 2015-031406, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Inga Sidorenko and Michael Ovara. 20 Biscayne Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Also for the record, there's two cases here, and I believe we're going to do 1406, correct, first?
Correct.
Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast and entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service loan for numerous photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 27th day of February 2014, the warning notice was written and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 15th day of August 2014, the warning notice was written and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 17th day of March 2015, a warning notice was written upon the inspection violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 23rd day of March 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 2nd day of June 2015 and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, city is requesting that the board impose the following, a no fine standing order, B, an administrative cost of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members? not, let's go on to, sorry. I'll hear, do I hear a motion?
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. All right, let's go on to the second case, same address. Case number 2015030519. The City of Palm Coast versus Inga Sidorenko and Michael Overoff, 20 Biscayne Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle or trailer improperly parked.
This is a repeat case. It's Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. On the entertainment evidence, the seized composite one, proving proper service, and a copy of the original board order, along with numerous photographs. These photos I took depicting conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 4th of February 2015. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice was written on the 23rd of March 2015, given the appropriate required time to comply as per Florida Statute 162063 and 162091. The respondent was a repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of March 23rd, 2015 to March 30th, 2015. A recheck of the product was conducted before code board on the second day of June 2015 and a violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony evidence submitted in the case, this is requesting that the board impose the following: a complied repeat violation D, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 8 days in violation of a total of $400, and an administrative cost of $69.50.
Any questions from the board members?
Is that a commercial vehicle back there?
I believe so.
I saw some writing on it. It looked like writing on the side by the door.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Yeah, on that one, yes, you can see. It's the same vehicle from what I could see on the front.
Oh, it's roof bright.
The two signs are on a stick out front. They have...
Okay, what happened is the owner, it's a rental, the owner of the property... I had called him because I wanted him to know that this was a repeat. The tenant has no trespass signs on there. We didn't post the warning notice, but we were required to post the notice of hearing on the city property, which is the swale. So we put the stake in there and took the pictures and ran.
Good job. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Yes.
So ordered. Our next case is AI 29, case number 20140190950. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Walter H. and Legia Yukatake. 5 Buffalo Grove Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, fence maintenance.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering evidence the city's composite one proof of proper service and a copy of the original board order and numerous photographs. This case was heard on the 5th of November 2014. The order was signed on the 7th, giving 5 days to comply, which would have been the 17th of November 2014, and a fine of $25 a day. Property was in violation from November 17, 2014 to June 2, 2015, a total of 198 days, at $25 a day for a total fine of $4,950. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the fine. A Massey motion G, still a violation, and an administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has the homeowner been aware of this? Have there been any correspondence with the homeowner regarding this case?
He's had it rented with a tenant, and the tenant moved out. I don't know who's living in there now. It's the same way it was when we bought it here in November. Actually, the pieces that were falling in the back on the side there, they picked them up, but the rest of the fence obviously is in disrepair. It was a action order which was complaint driven.
Of course, that's the owner's responsibility, right. Not the renter's responsibility.
Initially, I don't know if you can recall the case, what happened was we had the the hurricane back in December, I believe it was. When we had the hurricane in December and the fence got blown down, I gave them 6 months to wait on the insurance and everything, and apparently nothing ever got done, so.
All right, any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case when they were here, case number 16, AI 16, case number 201503-0739, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Edward R. Collins, Jr., 15 Farmbrook Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Code Enforcement Officer Sigala for City of Palm Coast. Respondents not present. Again, by entering the evidence, the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the sixth day of January 2012, a warning notice was written in the pond reinspection. The violation was correct and the case was closed. On the eighth day of January 2013, the warning notice was written in the pond reinspection. The violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 13th day of November 2013, the warning notice was written in the pond reinspection. The violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 27th of August 2014, a warning notice was written in the pond reinspection. The violation was correct and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 18th day of March 2015, giving 3 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the second day of June 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, city is requesting that the board impose the following: a no fine standing order B for a recurring violation in compliance and administrative costs of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. All right, let's take a 10-minute break. Come back at, let's say, 10:15. Thank you. For the Code Enforcement Board for June 3rd, 2015. Our next case is AI 34, case number 201503-0362. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus William Martin and Kelly M. Simonson. 28 Columbus Court. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district. Good morning.
Morning. Court Officer Louis Mendez of the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondent is not present. I am entering to evidence city composite one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and date as time is indicated. Facts of the case as follows. On the 11th day of September 2014, a notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 13th day of February 2015, a notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was written on the 12th day of March 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures are followed in all cases. Came into compliance April 22nd, 2015. A recheck of the property was conducted before court board, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following: motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 35, case number 201503036.
076, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Patrick and Lisa Giordano Thomas, 27 Eastwood Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Court officer Louis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence city composite one, proving proper service along with photographs that depict the condition and the date as time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 28th day of July 2012, a notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 6th day of January 2014, a notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 16th day of January 2014, a notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 20th day of November 2014, a notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was written on the 4th day of March 2015, given one day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed on all cases. Came into compliance April 2nd, 2015. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
There was two different commercial vehicles there, right? We saw this. We saw the Arctic Breeze, and the other one was a white, small white van with a...
Yes, he changed companies. I think it was in March or February.
Got too many notices from the board when he worked for the first one, so he went to the second one, but got a smaller truck. If there are no further questions, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 36, case number 2015-020559. The City of Palm Coast versus Jailson Montanaro. 33 Farnsworth Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Court officer Louis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence city composite one, proving proper service along with photographs that depict the conditions and date as time is indicated. Facts of the case as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 23rd day of February 2015, given one day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance on April 27th, 2015. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine, standing order, plus $53.50 administrative cost.
Are there any questions from the board members?
That truck was there last night. I went by it. It's there every night, sometimes on a weekend. If he's got a late morning job, then it'll be there in the morning, because I go by it every day.
All right, well, I've gone through it twice before, and I just didn't catch it, so I figured he's in compliance, but I'll recheck again.
He's there at night.
He is. I agree, because I go down Farnsworth pretty much getting out of our neighborhood, and he's there on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
I guess he'd be back as a repeat.
Our next case is AI 37, case number 2015-020481, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Michelle Ann and Christopher J. Morton. 2 Poinberry Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Court officer Louis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city composite one, proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions, date, as time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 12th day of August 2013. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice was written on the 11th day of February 2015, given 0 days. It's a repeat. On the notice, he was advised that it was repeat and it would be fine every day until it's in compliance. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of February 11, 2015 to February 18, 2015, in compliance on February 19. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third repeat. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion D, comply repeat violation, requesting a fine of $500 a day for 8 days in violation for a total of $4,000. Plus administrative costs of $70.50 to the city.
$70?
$70.50.
$70.50. Thank you. Are there any questions from the board members?
Why was there a $500 a day fine? It seemed like it
was. Because it was a third repeat.
Third repeat. Okay.
It goes up every time it's brought.
And you've had conversation with the homeowner regarding his.
He called and left a message that he's insisting that it's not a commercial vehicle. But, I mean, he's corrected the condition, but, you know, he's been told that he needs to, you know, keep equipment off and lettering and stuff like that.
So he's been fined prior to this?
Yes, sir.
Do we know if he's paid those fines?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know if he's paid those fines?
I couldn't tell you right now.
If he doesn't, it'll go in front of him, it'll come in front of us as a Massey case. Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Comment, Barbara, is there some way of notifying all the contractors in Palm Coast that I've draw permits that the code board just doesn't like to see all of their trucks parked in the driveway? I mean, it's like vehicles and property parked, boats in the driveway. The city is doing a phenomenal job on going after the violators, but this seems to be something that...
I can bring it up with maybe possibly Jaymar and see if maybe it could go out with the business tax receipt as a reminder, you know, when it's time for renewal. I will talk with him about it.
I know that every once in a while the licensed contractors get notices from the cities of changes or whatever. I know I get them frequently. Mm-hmm. Is there something that can go out in that respect? Because air conditioning companies have emergencies. The vets hospital, when they see their trucks out there, they have an emergency. A plumber has an emergency. Well, the city doesn't consider those emergencies, and they may not be aware of that. And I think that in the mailings, they might want to say something. Of course, now, if you wipe all of those cases out, there probably won't be a code enforcement board.
Mr. Rushman and myself have been talking about the wording of emergency vehicles, and we're working on that. So, yes, it's under consideration. Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, let's go on to the next case, AI 38, case number 2014-101119. The City of Palm Coast versus Flagler County Land Trust number 24-11-30-3020-0000-0910. 11 Cedar Point Court. Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 21st day of October 2014, a courtesy notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was not corrected, and the courtesy notice was upgraded to a warning notice. The current warning notice was written on the 31st day of October 2014, giving 10 days to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board
on the third day of June 2015, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Fine violation order C, I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day and administrative costs of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 41, case number 20150-20398, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Richard H. and Christina M. Taylor, 294 Parkview Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depicting conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 31st day of October 2013, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 18th day of November 2013, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 14th day of July 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice violation was written on the 5th day of February 2015, giving 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted on the 6th day of February 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. A no fine standing order B, recurring and administrative costs of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 42, case number 20150-30905, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Mark and Amy Samelman, 30 Philmont Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 4th day of December 2010, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 13th day of December 2013, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 21st day of May 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 12th day of August 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 21st day of March 2015, giving 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted on the 23rd day of March 2015, and a violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. A no fine standing order B, recurring and administrative costs of $53.50. There's a set of pictures up there, which he's in violation again. I took it on Monday. This is day six that the boat has been there. And when I go out today, if it's there, would it be a repeat, even though it's not signed? That's why I'm...
Yeah. Okay. Are there any questions from the board members?
Have you spoken with the homeowner?
Yes, I've spoken to him. He kind of doesn't care. He says he's going into foreclosure and...
Oh. Got a nice boat.
So we better put the lien on it fast.
Better sell the boat.
Are there any further questions?
If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 44, case number 20150101, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Brent Smith, 27 Port Royal Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depicting conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 8th day of December, 2010, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 6th day of July, 2011, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 18th day of July, 2013, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 22nd day of January, 2014, a warning notice was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 23rd day of January, 2015, giving 1 day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on May 8th, May 14th, May 22nd, and June 1st, 2015, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation as property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Fine violation order C, I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day and administrative costs of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has the owner ever spoken to you about his trailer and why he's keeping it there?
No.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our last case, ladies and gentlemen of the board, is a request for continuance on case number AI 48, case number 20150403-31, City of Palm Coast versus the Group Golf of Palm Coast LLC, 398 Lakeview Boulevard, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108, Weeds and Overgrowth.
Barbara Grossman, Code Enforcement Manager with the City of Palm Coast.
Oh, you're me. I see me on here.
Me isn't here. It's okay. Me. I'm asking that we continue this to the next available code board, which would be August. This is the golf course. We're trying to service the owners. I've had some issues with trying to service them at four different locations, unclaimed. Since then, I have received an email address and also a fax number through the Florida Bar. And so I yesterday was able to fax, and I was able to email, and it didn't come back as a postmaster, and it didn't come back. It came back as a success as far as the fax. So they now know that I have given them notice, so I'm asking that it be continued.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? It's Barbara, remember.
Yes.
If there be no questions, I'll accept the motion.
I recommend that we accept Barbara's recommendation. Have a continuance.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any unfinished business? Any old business? Any new business? We do have one person that's announced they will be leaving the board. They are resigning. For
work issues.
Work issues.
I still work, yeah.
Bigger and better work issues.
Yeah.
We appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to clear up something. On a lot of these, you will see that the number of times is different from what they say. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is they will give you the number of times it was written. That
right.
Number there shows the recurring number, so it's going to be different.
It's usually one more than what's on there.
Yes, right. It's going to be more. The first time they write it, it's not recurring.
Right.
So that's why there's the difference.
Okay.
Barbara Grossman again. Mr. Shagnon, I want to thank you for being a part of the Code Enforcement Board. It's been really a good experience, and I've enjoyed having you as a member of our Code Board, and sorry to see you leave.
Yeah, I'm looking, you know, when that, I live at Matanza on the golf course, actually, and I might just wait another month.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, our next Code Board meeting is on July 1st, 2015 at 9 o'clock. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
A motion to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
An hour and 40 minutes.